Saturday morning, how are you? It's Trina and our money man Paul Merriman is back from askpaul.ie. Morning Paul, how's it going?
Good morning Trina, how are things?
This is going to be the year that we're going to achieve our savings goals. Now that's what I say to myself every year. But Paul, you're always talking about looking, really writing things down, looking at your income, looking at your outgoings. Some people have done that and gotten quite a fright. So would you have any tips, Paul, first of all, on ways to cut back your outgoings?
Yeah, I would. I mean, the first thing to do when you look, you need to put a personal budget plan in place. There's a free personal budget download on the Ask Paul website. And not just put your money in, your money out, and to see exactly where you're spending your money. And a budget is not supposed to restrict you. I think a lot of people, when they hear about the word budget, they think you have to go on a miserable money diet. You don't. It's just about making adult decisions about where your money's going. And making decisions, I've got 200 euro left over, 300, 500, whatever the figure is. What am I going to do with that? I'm just trying to put a plan in place. But when you're filling your personal budget template, the biggest thing to start with is trying to switch your utility providers, in my opinion, so your gas or ESP. Now, I talk to clients about this all the time, that they're being their own business. So you need to run your personal current account and your personal house account like a business. So, and a good business would have advisors, a good business would switch their utilities and keep their costs down. So it's up to you, whether you're single or married or cohabitating or you have kids or no kids, whatever the situation is, it's up to you to make sure that your money is working as hard as possible for you and you're not wasting it. So I think the biggest thing to do is switch your ESB, your gas, or your electricity company, rather, your gas, and look to your broadband if you can, or your TV packages, or maybe get rid of a couple of TV packages that you might need. I do think that's a really, really solid place to start. The other thing I'd say when you're on this is that I got caught with this as well. So is your subscriptions. I got caught with this on my iPhone where I signed up to a number of things I thought were free and then they turned into subscription services. If you go into whatever your phone is, go into settings and into your name and your settings menu, and then you should be able to see subscriptions. And see how you download any apps that have, you know, you could be charged £5 a month or £12 a month or whatever it is for these things you don't even know about. You might miss it coming through in your bank statements. So that's another thing to do. So switch everything, cancel subscriptions that you don't use. And then lastly, while you're switching, look at your current account as well. Don't be paying silly charges to your banks. You can go to switchyourbank.ie and compare all the Irish banks, or else you can go to the likes of Revolut, the online bank in Aber, N26, the German bank. So there's a few options out there for free banking. EBS has a really good free banking account, actually. They don't have Tap and Go and the debit card facility, but it's a really good for managing household finances. And I think that's probably where I would start, getting rid of all the silly charges and switching.
And Paul, would you be paying yourself kind of separately? Like, would you keep a separate account for all the bills and things so you can keep on top of it?
Yeah, I think what you do is, like, I think the EBS account, I think it's a really good way to try and explain this to clients. If you look at the EBS account, take the EBS account and put your rent, your mortgage, whatever it is, and then all your ESB or your electricity or broadband, all those bills in through that account. So let's say your rent and all your utilities and maybe your food and whatever else, just say it adds up to 2,200 per month. If you're a couple, put 2,200 a month between you, and that looks after the management of the house. Now, if you have a joint account and you're a couple, or you just have your own account and you want to pay yourself, so put your money into this account, leave 2,200 behind it. Let's say you have 2,800 being paid into the account. Well, then your 600 euro, I would probably leave a little bit of a cushion and I'd probably invest a little bit of it, and then I'd put the remaining spending money into like a Revolut for an N26. And I would only use that Revolut or N26 for the month or the week to get me by. And I'd use that for tapping and paying, and I'd use that for my, you know, discretionary spending. So you'd have two accounts, your working account for your business, which is your house, and then you'd have your personal account, which is your spending money, if you like, which is your N26 or your Revolut. I think that's a really good way to set yourself up financially.
Yeah, I think we're desperate as well at not knowing what dates our direct debits come out. You get a shock. You kind of don't have the date in your head, and then suddenly you're like, oh my God, I didn't know that was coming out today.
Yeah, actually the best way to do that, actually, Trina, is, well, from a money management point of view, is to, which is obviously very, very difficult, not saying it's easy to do, is to get ahead of yourself on a monthly basis, and you never look at that. So if you calculate, just look at your main direct debits, which would be your rent, your mortgage, and your bills. If you look at those and you add them up again to be whatever, 1,900 quid a month, whatever the figure is, this month put in your 1,900 quid, but then next month try and put in, you know, 2,100 or 2,200 the following month, and try and increase that, you always have a surplus amount, and hopefully this time next year you'll be 1 month ahead of yourself. But that would mean you never have to log in to check your bank. because you know you'll always have enough. If you don't use that account, because you'll always have enough in the account then to pay the bills. And that breaks that cycle of logging in every couple of days and is this there for that and for the second guess and missing direct debits and bouncing and all that kind of stuff. You know,
they charge you for the missed direct debits, don't they? It's a tenner or something in charge, isn't it? Every time
you miss
one.
Yeah, it's a little bit higher actually. Some banks, so it's a waste of money again. And then, you know, if you have an overdraft, they charge you going to the overdraft, that happens. But look, it sounds very simple to do. You need to know your number as an adult, you know, once you're over 18, you start earning and you have an account, you need to know what you have, what it costs you to run a month, you know. You need to know what your rent is, your mortgage, and what your bills are. Forget about your food and whatever else if you want, but you're very basic or turn the lights on, heating the house, and paying for the roof over your head.
Yeah.
And you need to know that's 1,200 quid or 1,800 quid a month. And there's no getting away with that. It's just life. You know, you can try and run away from it for the next 10, 15 years or whatever, but catch up with you eventually.
It's kind of scary when you do list it all down. There's things that you might not have even, you know, thought about counting in, like, say, for example, your house insurance or your pet insurance or the dog food, whatever it happens to be. There's so many things that you forget about in your budget.
Yeah, and this is why when you're doing your personal budget template, it's always handy to open your banking app and go down to your last statement, print it off or put it on your laptop, whatever it is, and just spend 20 minutes going over 2 or 3 months and noting them all down, and that's it. And being very conscious not to add on silly direct debits for no reason or spoiling up the things that you don't need or you're not going to use. Mm-hmm. And just being very strict. But again, I will say, and I hope not being harsh to listeners today, but and I'm not going to be today, but I do think it's very, when people say that I get cut out by the car insurance or the house insurance or, you know, the kids are back to school, like, these things happen every year at the same time. Like, it's not rocket science, you know. You know they're going to happen. You just haven't planned for them, or you just haven't really given them the time or the energy to think about them.
Yeah.
So they haven't really surprised you. You just haven't planned for it. So fail to plan, plan to fail.
Yeah.
So I think you need to put a plan in place and know when these things are coming out and be a little bit more grown up about it.
I think you gave me some tips before, Paul, on the show. And it was things like every time you had a fiver in your purse, put that aside, or little things that you can do that where you can kind of save up a few quid.
I still do that. Obviously, I haven't had much cash during lockdown, and the last couple of years I haven't had that much access to cash. But I have a big money jar upstairs, and I think I drained that. I did an Instagram or a Facebook competition a few years ago. I gave up the cigarettes years ago, and I used to try and put everything every day, put tenner in the jar. But yeah, I mean, it draws that up so easily. It really does. If you just put everything under a fiver, or start with everything under a euro, and it's back to normal life when you are spending money, you have changed your purse, your wallet, or your pocket. Everything under a euro just goes into the jar, and then a few months later, try anything under 2 euro, and then you try everything under a fiver, so any coins will go into the jar. Then eventually anything under a tenner, so a fiver and all your coins will go into the jar. It just builds up so easily if you're trying to do that. But we also have on the Ask Paul Instagram page a couple of savings challenges training. So we have the beginners and the advanced savings challenges, where you can save from as little as 1 euro starting in week one, and we'll get you 2 euro week two, 3 euro week three, etc. I get you to save over nearly 1,400 quid before December this year.
Yeah.
And then there's an advanced one there for the people looking to try to save 5 grand between now and the end of the year. It's good for couples or people that are going to challenge themselves. I mean, thousands of people getting comments on the post and challenging people and tagging their mates and for holidays and weddings and deposits for houses and all that kind of stuff. So it's very easy. You can start from as little as 1 euro today if you want to be serious about saving, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure you come across it all the time, Paul, just to finish up, couples where one is very good with money and the other is just desperate and you're trying to get them on the same page.
Spender and a saver, they're very difficult. You feel sorry for both parties actually when they're going through the consultations of one to spend or one to saver. I think, again, it's about the happy medium, about the accounts up correctly, trying and saying, well, this is what it costs to run the house, you both put money into that, and then keep your own money separate then in that case, so there's no killing some people spending or whatever. But
leaving the saver in charge of the account then.
Yeah, and leaving the saver in charge of the account, yeah. But again, I think as a couple, I think it's very worthwhile to sit down and have a conversation. If you're a couple, especially whether you have kids or don't have kids, but if you're a couple together, you're basically your own managing director and chief financial officer of your own destiny. Like, you need to have a meeting once a year. You need to find out what you're costing, what you're spending. You need to know how much is coming in, how much is going out, and are you increasing your debt, or are you increasing your investments and your savings every year, and are you doing things the right way? Are you claiming your tax back? That's a big one for this year, Trina, as well, with people that might have credit card hangovers or in a bit of a bad situation where they might be able to claim back tax off last year's tax from a health insurance point of view, health expenses point of view. You get 20% of health expenses. And you go back 4 years. So if anyone listening to that has never done that over the last 4 years, you could be due a pretty decent revenue bill back, and includes kids and your partner as well. So in the household, so I think that's a good one to do, you know.
Okay, Paul, next time we're going to discuss this in depth about getting tax back, because there's so many things that people don't know about and they don't claim for.
Oh, there is, yeah.
I noticed even if you get married, there's all kinds of benefits. So maybe we'll talk about that the next day, Paul.
Yeah, we'll have a big tax chat. Yeah,
yeah, no, a problem. Tax chat. It sounds so boring.
Look at that one. I'll make it non-boring. I'll try my best.
Yeah, he does make them non-boring. So, Paul, what is your Instagram and how can we contact you?
Yeah, so the Instagram is @Paul_now, and then you can reach out to Instagram anytime for Q&As you do every week, and you can also send a DM to the page, and myself and the team are back, hopefully answering your questions. Book in for consultations there, whatever you want, and for mortgages or any type of financial planning advice, everything on the page.
All right. You're very good, Paul. Thanks so much. We'll chat to you soon.
Thank
this
you,
is something for the
Cheers.
Weekend. It's Classic Hits.